Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is still the 21st of June 2018, and this is the 827th Mole Out Loud podcast. The reason that I'm talking to you now, rather than waiting until tomorrow, is that I've come outside at 8:07 p.m. because it's the moment of the winter solstice. And I mentioned in my earlier podcast that I was looking for a place where I could look at the beam from up on Knocklofty. I really wasn't able to go up there earlier. I just didn't have enough time to get up there before my writer's cave. So I'm not going up to Knocklofty now. And I could see the beam from my driveway, but it's very, very faint. It is 15 kilometres away, so it's not surprising that it's a bit hard to see. And because the moon was almost exactly above it, I couldn't get a photo. I'm just standing in the middle of the road and wondering whether it'll show. I'm not sure whether it's going to show up. Sorry, I need to put my phone in my pocket as I was saying that. but we'll see. I'm just going to walk a bit further on because it's tricky to get anywhere that's not got other light, a bit of light pollution here. I think maybe the oval might be a good spot. So I'm just walking along the crescent. Oh, this is a little mid cave break for me. Oh no, somebody's just turned. Oh, that's good. One of the lamps is broken. So maybe a bit. No, I don't think that's really going to help very much. I'm sorry, you're getting my clicking because I'm trying to take a photograph of the beam whenever it looks as if it's coming up. As I was saying, I'm taking this break midway through the cave, but my fellow cave person left early. He'd had a big week and is off to a writing festival first thing tomorrow morning, so had rather a lot to do. But the very fact that he came at all set me up to do quite a bit of writing. And I thought I would have my cake and eat it. Do some writing and come and look at this beam. during the first dark mofo, the first of these winter solstice festivals, they had the beam in central, much more centrally in Hobart. So it was very, very visible. And I have to say, it's a little bit disappointing for it to be so faded here. I mean, it's totally selfish because it will be very well visible to other people, just not to me. I'm going to try again. The problem is that the moon is so bright above it that it's not allowing me to focus on the beam. I think I've one more try. Oh dear, this is a bit silly. Really, taking a photograph in pitch darkness with a phone without any kind of any control over it is a bit optimistic anyway. But I wanted to share that moment of winter solstice with you, or summer solstice as the case may be. This lovely darkest part of winter. I must say, I think I might consider next year going somewhere which is really dark, somewhere out in the country, maybe staying the night somewhere in a hut and enjoying the solstice from a dark place. One of the good things about it being tonight is that it's very clear, a clear night. So we are getting much more of the beam than we would otherwise get. So I'm going home now, and I'm going to continue with my single person's cave for a little bit longer, and I'll talk a little more. Well, will I talk a little more tomorrow? No, tomorrow is Friday. So I think what I'm going to do is just have this as a little extra podcast. So I wish you a very, very happy solstice and a good year. Well, no, what should I say? A good quarter to the equinox, perhaps. I hope that you really enjoy the stillness of this time, especially if you're in the southern hemisphere, and the expansiveness of the solstice if you're in the northern hemisphere. So goodbye for now, and I will talk to you on Saturday still.